Official portraits of Trump, Vance released before Inauguration Day. The portraits of President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance were revealed to the public on Thursday. An emailed statement released by the Trump transition team on Thursday show their official portraits, which go hard. Trump is seen in a blue suit and blue tie, with one eyebrow raised and looking straight ahead with his mouth shut. Vance, meanwhile, is seen with his arms crossed and wearing a blue suit and blue tie, smiling, and looking straight ahead. The Trump and Vance portraits were taken by Trump's chief photographer, Daniel Torok, he confirmed on social media Wednesday. "We are entering the golden age of America," Torok wrote Wednesday in a separate post, alongside the two portraits. Donald Trump Jr., the president-elect's oldest son, and Republican supporters have reposted the official picture ahead just days before Trump's swearing-in ceremony on January 20. The Trump portrait bears some resemblance to a mugshot picture taken of him in Fulton County, Georgia, after he was charged with election-related crimes by the county's district attorney's office in 2023. The campaign sold T-shirts, clocks, calendars, and other merchandise emblazoned with the mugshot. During his 2024 presidential campaign, the president-elect used the mugshot image on campaign materials and posted the photo on social media platform X, the first post he made on the platform in years. Trump's deputy chief of staff for policy, Stephen Miller, told Fox News in 2023 that the mugshot picture is the most powerful image he's ever seen. "One man and his two eyes looked straight into the hearts of the American people and said, 'I will not give up. I will not surrender.'" Trump will be administered the oath of office at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on January 20 by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. Former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton will attend, and Laura Bush and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will join their husbands for the swearing-in ceremony at the U.S. Capitol, representatives said. Michelle Obama, the former First Lady, will not attend the event, a spokesperson for her office said. No reason was given. Former President Barack Obama is confirmed to attend the 60th inaugural ceremonies. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will not attend the upcoming inauguration, said a statement from her office. Michelle Obama was the only spouse absent at last week's funeral service for President Jimmy Carter at Washington National Cathedral, where her husband and Trump were seated next to each other and chatted. Among former vice presidents, only former Vice President Dick Cheney did not attend. House Speaker Mike Johnson this week ordered that flags at the U.S. Capitol be raised to their full height on Inauguration Day, pausing a 30-day flag-lowering order after the death of Carter. On social media, the president-elect has pushed for flags to be raised to their full height. "Nobody wants to see this," Trump wrote on Truth Social this month, adding that no American can be happy about it. "Let's see how it plays out. Make America great again." The Associated Press contributed to this report.